These your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Pep Guardiola hailed his special players as City rewrote English football's record books with a comfortable 3-1 victory at Swansea. That set them into the FA Cup's quarter-finals. Kyle Walker, Raheem Sterling and Gabriel Jesus were on target as Guardiola's team won a 15th game in a row in all competitions, with Swansea pulling one back late on through debutant Morgan Whittaker. The triumph means City has set a new record for successive domestic wins by an English top-flight club, surpassing the previous best of 14 achieved by the Preston team of 1891-92 and the 1987-88 Arsenal side. And the boss says the run shows just how good his players are and how hard they work. Moving on, it's said that the club do see signing a striker as their priority for the summer window, whether or not they manage to bag Lionel Messi. Securing a new number 9 is said to be the priority for the 2021 summer window, and Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland remains the top target. Sergio Aguero is set to turn 33 in June and is due to be out of contract the same month. While City are still open to him staying on for another season, it's thought that the board and Guardiola are keen to bring in Haaland at the end of the current campaign. Finally, and City are also said to be close to signing 17-year-old Fluminense talent Kai Kai for €10 million plus add-ons, which could reach around €70 million in the future. That's according to journalist Fabrizio Romano on Twitter. Kai Kai will join the youth team in 2022 if the paperwork and work permit works out, and he also claims they've beaten off competition from Spanish clubs for the youngster. That's all for now. We'll have more later.